If you want to lose body fat, you got to get with the calorie deficit. Okay, there are no ifs, there are no buts. It's the reality of the physiology and fat loss thermodynamics. However, being in a calorie deficit is typically, well, very different territory to what most people are used to or currently doing. Unless obviously you're a chronic dieter, then you might be experiencing those symptoms anyway to some degree here and there. But that's why you click this, so you can understand exactly what you can expect to be normal. In fact, with the weight regain, I guess, problem being such a main concern for many dieters, it's even safe to say that being in a calorie surplus is something that you're probably more used to. So what can you expect on a calorie deficit? I.e., what is normal to experience when you are on a calorie deficit diet? That is what we're talking about today. I'm going to share four things you can expect to experience when on the calorie deficit train. Without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we're talking expectations on a calorie deficit. In fact, I just want to preface this by saying that managing expectations, or then in the inverse, a lack of understanding around expectations can be the maker and or breaker, respectively, of your dieting. Okay, because when you don't have the right expectations and then things are going a bit too hard, you know, you're not enjoying the diet as much as you thought you maybe would be, or things are just kind of feeling a bit here or there, not knowing what to expect can lead you to, you know, just give up. But knowing the expectations going into it, or finding out during it, doesn't matter when, okay, when you learn more, the better it is always going to be for you. That's always going to make the process easier because you know what's normal. You know what to expect. And that is what today's episode is about. So let's get straight into it. Number one, on a calorie deficit, number one thing you can expect is feeling hungry. You are going to feel hungry. Some, not heaps. Okay. When you are eating less, that means you are creating a calorie deficit. That means you are giving your body less food or fuel or whatever you want to call it than it needs to maintain itself, to thrive at its optimal level. Therefore, your body is in a deficit. You will feel hungry because of this. This is normal. Everyone experiences this to differing levels, of course, but the feeling will be there in some shape or form. For most people, there are some people that they can be in an actual calorie deficit shown by the results that are happening, but they don't feel that hungry. And look, there's always going to be, you know, anomalies in any kind of given situation. But for most people, you will feel some level of hunger, and that is what's normal. And you can actually look out for that and go, okay, am I feeling hungry intermittently? Or am I constantly feeling full? And then, you know, that can guide you on the decision on if you are actually in a calorie deficit, you know, because that's important. And, you know, like I said, if you aren't ever feeling hungry, there is a potential chance that you're not in enough of a calorie deficit or in a calorie deficit at all. So aim for some hunger, not starving levels, sporadic hunger, not constantly. However, hunger nonetheless. Okay. Now, number two is what you can expect, weight fluctuations. Okay. Weight fluctuations. This is why trends matter most, because your body is going to fluctuate. Even if you're not in a calorie deficit, even if you're not trying to lose weight, your body will always fluctuate. So especially now that you're focusing on a calorie deficit, you're focusing on losing weight, you're monitoring these things, you're managing these things, you're looking out to the data, you'll notice your weight will fluctuate, okay? And this is something that is normal, because if you go into your fat loss journey expecting linear change with weight, or expecting that your weight will not bounce around like a pinball machine, then you are setting yourself up for disappointment, okay? So you want to expect that there's going to be fluctuation, but what is the trend doing? Okay, is the trend going downwards? That's what you're looking for, because no one wants to see the weight randomly go up. No one wants to see the weight stagnate when you're trying to lose weight actively, especially if you're struggling to lose weight. So if weight loss doesn't come easy to you, you definitely don't want to see these things, but they might inevitably happen. And because of that, you want to expect these things. Okay, this is normal. Don't let it stress you. Trust the process. Now, number three is fat loss is going to be slower than you expected, i.e. takes more time than you predicted. I know you want the fast and easy weight loss. I get it. So does everyone. Okay. So do all want to see such times. Okay, basically. But it's not for them to decide. Okay. All you can do is decide how you approach your fat loss and do the right strategy. And yes, change will likely be slower than you expected. It'll take more time than you predicted when you first undertook this journey. But, you know, I like the saying, you will overestimate what you can achieve in the short term and underestimate what you can achieve in the long term, okay? Overestimate in the short, underestimate in the long. Keep that in mind. And look, this works so well to describe what fat loss can be like for most people, because this doesn't mean sometimes the progress will be quicker, you know, but just understand that a lot of the time you will question whether the calorie deficit is even working. Okay, that's what it comes down to. Understanding it might be slower than you expect, and at times you will question the deficit. This is something that a lot of people go through when they're trying to lose weight. And then finally, number four, the expectation around calorie deficits is that your workout / sports performance will dip. Okay, it will dip. Some energy and output will be playing hide and seek. That's just one of the realities of it. You will not feel like your exact self when it comes to performance, okay? Because eating less than your ideal amount of calories to thrive and sustain your energy demands will catch up to you. This means that such things like energy levels will tend to drop to some degree. Some will experience obviously a bigger drop, and a level decrease tends to be related to a degree of deficit created, i.e. if you're creating a 1,000 calorie deficit, you're going to feel the impacts of this more than if you're just creating a 200 calorie deficit, for example. However, one thing is for certain, and that is your workout performance in the gym and, you know, even your sports will not be the same as it is at maintenance, and especially not what it's like when you're optimally fueling in, let's say, a slight surplus of calories. Okay, because the calorie adequacy just isn't there. And this is normal, and one of the compromises you have to make for fat loss, you know, fat loss can't be this thing that gets you shredded and then also you feel perfectly fine and you perform more good. Like, look, everything, you know, there's always going to be some compromise. Okay, I've got principles that I used when I described this to clients to describe this relationship, but just understand there are compromises that you have to make. Hence why fat loss is a phase that should be followed by a recovery phase and so on and so forth. This is actually why I developed what I call the nutrition seasons framework, which is something that I use with clients to ensure that they approach their goals and success with intention and long-term strategy, and how you tailor your nutrition depending on the seasons, just the way that a sport has seasons, so too does nutrition. Okay, so if you're interested in looking how to leverage a very bespoke but strategic approach to nutrition, reach out to me and we can discuss coaching and see if it's a good fit. I can help you with all these tools that I have in my toolbox. But yeah, that's number four, is understanding that energy and performance will probably dip. So there you go. That's your four things that you want to expect that are perfectly normal to experience to some degree when you are on a calorie deficit for fat loss. Okay, so using this information, hopefully now you can prepare and pivot how you will manage yourself so you can stick to the plan longer and, of course, more effectively. Rather than obviously giving up too soon when you feel things are getting, you know, a bit tough, when you're not sure what's normal, what's not. So now go and crush your deficit, okay? Make those reduced calories work for you and forge some fat loss success, okay? And as I said, if you're stuck with this and you need help along the way, reach out to me, show notes below, all the details you need. That's it for today. I'm not going to keep rambling on. I will leave you to it. Hope this podcast has helped you. Hope it's been a valuable episode for you. As always, if you can drop a review or a rating for wherever you are listening to this podcast, I would appreciate it immensely. Grow this podcast, reach more people, help more people. And that's what the aim of this podcast is at the end of the day. But yeah, until next time, you know, stay classy, stay safe, have a good one. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.